And welcome to today's City Watch. We're talking here today with Park and Recreation Director Josh Eggers, and we're going to be talking about everything trees, what's going on in our city, not only in Parks and Recreation, but Trees Forever and Iowa State Extension. What's all going on that you've been working towards, you know, lately?
You know, it's interesting you say that. There's a lot of great tree advocate programs in our community, whether it be the Tree Commission, Trees Forever, you know, Parks and Recreation. Recently, we were reached out to by Allie Cannon from Iowa State Extension, another resource who has got a great grant opportunity where I think there's supporting rural communities where there's up to $50,000 available to do local tree planting projects, and she thought that Clinton, being the size that we are, could be the biggest receiver of some of the funds for that. So I know we've talked about several different project ideas. I think you were just explaining some about out there on Lincoln Way, perhaps 19th, perhaps a nursery. So
those so the basically the three that we're kind of considering as part of this grant that's due in the middle of March is the entryway to Clinton, mm-hmm. and essentially in the big picture, cleaning it up.
Yep.
Taking out the dead trees, thinning out the trees that have a lot of dead in them so they can grow better, and adding trees in essentially in the right of way from the Quick Star truck stop all the way to South 14th Street.
Yep. That'd be nice, clear up that trail area
and,
too.
And clean up that whole trail area, mm-hmm. on both sides of the road there. And the second project was to do a nursery, fruit tree nursery, and tree nursery out at the community garden site, out between the Erickson Center and the middle school, and, you know, kind of grow that and how we can get that part growing.
Yeah, sustainable food initiatives are a very crucial thing.
Crucial right now.
And
yeah.
You think about proximity to the middle school there with fruit trees and perhaps feeding some of the students. A lot of them congregate there and stand there after school, so that'd be a really neat opportunity to capitalize on with the garden.
And then the third piece was just replanting some trees that have died through the years from whatever reason, from basically on 19th Avenue North, mm-hmm. from about 7th or 8th Street all the way to Main Avenue.
Yep.
And there's, I think we counted 19 different trees.
Yeah, kind of finish that leg there from the bridge all the way through.
I mean, there's a lot there now, but there's a lot of, I call them little holes, that there could easily be another tree planted for the future.
Yeah.
And make it look nice.
No, it's great that we have such great enthusiasts that want to help. I mean, that was great for Iowa State Extension to reach out. We've done other grants in the past where we've had trees. I'm sure everybody's heard of Living Lands and Waters. Chad Pograki started that.
That's right. Yep.
You know, decades ago to do like the river cleanup, but they've expanded into the Million Trees Project, which was a goal to plant a million trees across the area. I believe they're in their 2 millionth now.
Yeah.
And we were the recipient of that the most recently when they put 100 trees in our park system. Partnering with ADM and Clinton is a great volunteer partnership with Parks and Recreation and Public Works. And we put, I believe, 80 trees in Eagle Point Park in the north end. If you think back to 2020, where we lost over 60 trees to derecho,
right?
We've been able to plant back at least that amount and then some. And then we were also able to plant some more at Eagle Point Park as well. So another good grant opportunity there.
Great grants. And then one of the other things is that, you know, I've been a part of as part of our Trees Forever group is Tree City USA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So explain that a little bit.
Yeah, so Tree City USA is a calculation. There's a formula based on how much tree care maintenance you do based on your population. You have to hit a certain threshold for that. We've done that every year. I want to say we just eclipsed 34 years straight as a Tree City. You apply to the Arbor Foundation, and then they decide if you've got enough per capita criteria spent on tree maintenance and plantings, which we've done a great job every year. So we're thankful to be a 34-year tree city for the city of Clinton.
And that's all part of the Arbor Day Foundation, mm-hmm. and just if people care, Arbor Day this year is April 24th, and the Trees Forever will be doing another tree planting project, and it will be on Springdale Drive. We're going to plant over 50 trees, if I remember the number right, from 13th Avenue North to 19th Avenue North, where just in the recent past, that whole part of Springdale Drive was reconstructed. Mm-hmm. There is now a bike lane, or a bike trail, actually, on the side that goes from 13th to 19th, so that now you have a nice area that you can ride all through that, and that'll be, we'll be doing that on April 24th. We, our good friends at Public Works, you know, through Brian's,
yep.
team over there are going to be digging the holes for us probably the day or two before, and then we're going to plunk the trees in the holes so that they're halfway safe overnight, and then we'll come back and plant them on April 24th in the morning. We're hoping to get a bunch of local volunteers to come help us plant those trees, and that'll be happening there. And then also we're working on another portion for next fall already to do some plantings that, you know, we have to figure out exactly where we want to be. One of the places that we want to be at hopefully soon would be in front of the high school after they finish their construction project. That's one of the places that we'd like to go.
Yeah, so. I think tree care maintenance is something that people take for granted. You don't just plant it and forget it. You got to water it, maintain it, you know, prune it.
Prune it down. So good. Well, thank you very much, Josh, for being here today on this edition of City Watch.
Thank you.